This is Good Hope Through Grace, broadcast ministry of the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur, Sr. I'd like to draw your attention tonight to the book of Romans, chapter 8, and we'll continue our study through Romans 8, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. And tonight what we're going to do is we're going to focus in on two verses, Romans 8 and verse 29 and verse 30. Let me go ahead and read our text. It says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." This is a tremendous text of Scripture, and what we want to do this evening is give this a title, and we're going to title it Salvation from Start to Finish. Salvation from Start to Finish. And what it does, it shows three aspects of salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. It shows you the past part of salvation explained under two words, foreknow and predestinate. That explains the past aspect of our salvation. Then the present part of our salvation explained by the two words called and justified. And then the future part of our salvation, and which we will receive at the second coming, and that is glorified. Now, what that does, all five of those words explains to us salvation from start to finish. Past part, past aspect, present, and then future. Now, what we want to do is begin with whom he did foreknow. And we want to talk about foreknowledge here just a little bit. It says, whom he did foreknow. And the word foreknow simply means to before know. In the book of 2 Peter 3 and verse 17, it's translated to know before. And that simply means that he knew you first. Last week in the broadcast, we read a text in the book of 1 John chapter 4 that says we love him because he first loved us. And what we did is that we then traced that love that he had for us before the world ever began. Well, he first loved us. Well, here tonight we see that he first knew us. And in foreknowledge, what he does is he knew us first and he loved us first. And he set in foreknowledge his affection and his love upon us. Now, learn more about foreknowledge. This word is also applied to Israel. And that gives us further understanding of it. It's more than that the Lord, it doesn't mean that he looked up through history and seen that you would come to him. Because that doesn't fit Scripture whatsoever. The book of Romans chapter 3 says that there is none that understands. Now, the reason why we don't understand is because of our nature. Our nature, of course, is to sin. We don't understand. 1 John 5:20 says that he gave us an understanding to know him that is true. So without him giving the understanding, without him opening the heart, then a person will not see the importance of salvation and a person will not trust Jesus as their Savior either. The understanding comes from the Lord, 1 John 5:20. So it says there's none that understandeth, there's none that seeks after God. If you leave man alone, he will never come to him. It takes the working and the prompting and the calling of the Spirit of the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, no man can come to me. I'm sorry. Sir, let me go ahead and find that text for you and quote it in a little bit better fashion. It says that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit gives that understanding and that ability to comprehend in your mind of why Jesus come and why Jesus died. So the understanding all comes from him. None seeks. That's why John 6:44 says, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. No man can. And the reason why no man can is because of Ephesians 2, men are dead in their trespasses and in sin. So God just left us alone, and he never interceded in our life and brought about a new birth. We just continue going into her sin, willingly, not being forced to, just doing just exactly what our nature is to do, and that is to sin. So none seeks after God on their own. None comes to God on their own. It's the Lord that is the author of our faith, and He's also the finisher of our faith. And again, tonight in the broadcast, we've entitled Salvation from Start to Finish. That's what you see. So He foreknew us, and He foreknew Israel, too. You look in the book of Romans, chapter 11, and get a further idea. Now, remember, I'm interpreting the word foreknowledge just to mean to before know. And in His foreknowledge, He loved us, for He first loved us. That's what 1 John 4 says. And in foreknowledge, He set His affection and His love upon you. And that's what He did for Israel. Romans 11, 2 says, God has not cast away the people which He foreknew. Romans 11, 1 and 2 says, I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid, for I'm also an Israelite. See, we're talking about Israel, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away His people which He foreknew. So it says He had foreknew Israel. Well, what does that mean? Well, He knew them beforehand. And He set His affection and His love upon them as a people. God's foreknowledge is the reason that happened. As a matter of fact, if you look at the nation, He built the nation from Abraham. He called Abraham, separated him from his people and sent him to a land that he knew not. And He built a great nation of him. And that nation would be called Israel. Why did He do that? Because He foreknew them. In the book of Amos, chapter 3 is another tremendous text with regard to Israel. And again, in looking at Israel, you can see what is meant by foreknowledge. Foreknowledge simply means He knew you before, and in knowing you before, He set His love and affection upon you. That's what He did. Amos chapter 3 and the verse 1, or I'm sorry, Amos chapter 3 and the verse 1 and 2. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel. Again, talking about Israel. Against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt. Now listen to this, folks. Verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. So there He mentions that He knows them. Now that means more than He knowed of them. Know here involves more than just that He knew of them. He's the one that set His affection and love upon them. He's the one that built them as a people and as a nation. He's the one that gave to them the covenants. He is the one that chose to bring His Son through them. So this knowing of them as a people was more than knowing of them. He set His affection upon them as a people and chose them as a people. And always doing, the Apostle Paul is doing here is Romans chapter 8, as that's true. This is true of everyone that is born again. Everyone that's saved or everyone that will be saved. And looking at this salvation plan from start to finish, if you're listening to me, He foreknew you. And He set His affection and love upon you. And He knew you in that fashion. And folks, that's a tremendous thought when you think about it. Of Israel also, He said, and of course we realize that God chose them as a people. And in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, here's what He says to them. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So there it says that God chose them. He foreknew of them. That's what He said in Romans 11. And what I'm saying is foreknowledge meant that He before knew them and He before set His love upon them. And He chose them to be a special people unto Him above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, it goes on to say the Lord did not set His love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than other people. For you were the fewest of people. But because the Lord loved you. See, because the Lord loved you. That's why He knew Him. He before knew Him because He before loved Him. And that's obviously what we looked at last week too. We love Him because He first loved us. He loved us before the world ever began. And that's when He knew us. That's when He set that affection and that love upon us and determined to send His Son, the Lord Jesus, to pay our debt on Calvary's cross. Matter of fact, the word foreknowledge is also applied to the death of the Lord Jesus in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 23. It says this, Him, talking about Jesus, you can look up verse 22 and see this talking about Jesus. Him was Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. So God foreknew that Jesus would die on Calvary. Now, He didn't look up through history and see that Jesus would. He predetermined that before the world ever began, that Jesus would die on Calvary for the sins of His people. In the book of Revelations, it says that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. And that's when it was determined. That was when it was foreknown or predetermined that Jesus would die on Calvary for the sins of His people. So that's the idea of foreknowledge, to foreknow, to before love and set His affection. And Israel is an example of that. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 22 says, It hath pleased the Lord to make you His people. So He foreknew you. And foreknowledge goes back before the world ever began. Ephesians 1 and verse 4 and 5, Ephesians chapter 1. I've taught this on the broadcast in the past, but you look these passages of Scripture up and see what they have to say. They're intended to be a rich blessing to us. Ephesians 1, verse 3, Blessed, which means praise, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Then what He does in the remainder of the text is He shows you what those spiritual blessings are. And it says in the very first mention, verse 4, According as He, that's God, chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. See, He chose us before the foundation of the world. And before the foundation of the world goes back to foreknowledge. In foreknowledge, He before knew you. He set His love upon you and His affection upon you. And He chose to save your soul. And He chose to send His Son to die on Calvary for your sins. Verse 5 says He predestinated us. He predetermined us to be adopted as a child, to be unto the adoption of children. Now, you know, even today, when you adopt a child, there has to be someone choose to adopt. And the child that's being adopted is not the one that makes the choice. It's the one doing the adopting. Well, when it says He predestinated us into the adoption of children, it is God that chose to do the adopting. And He set His affection and love upon a people that was His enemies. The Bible says that when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. We were enemies as far as our part's concerned, but yet He loved us. Ephesians chapter 2 says, But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us. Now, when did He begin to love us? He loved us before the world ever began. He loved us, the book of 1 John, as we've seen many times in the past. He loved us when He gave us the understanding to know Him that was true. He loved us 2,000 years ago when He died on Calvary for our sins, but His love reaches back into eternity past. That's when He foreknew us. Before knew us, He before loved us, 1 John chapter 4, and that all is attributed to Him. So, that's the past part. He foreknew us, and then the second part is that He predestinated us. Those that He set His affection and love upon, He predestinated them. And that means He predetermined to save their soul. He predetermined to send His Son to die for them. He predetermined to call them by His grace. See, that's all fits together. And that's the past part of our salvation in this great text that we've entitled Salvation from Start to Finish. It begins with foreknowledge and predestination. Now, those are two Bible words, and many times such Bible words are ignored, but it's a part of the plan. There's a lot of people who don't have no part with being no problem with the word justified and called, but many times they have problems with the word foreknowledge and predestinated. So I pray that you accept them as a blessing, which is what they're intended to be. You love Him because He first loved you. He began to love you before the world ever began. He foreknew you. He first loved you. That all traces back to Him. Not that you love God, but that He loved you. It's every bit of that is of Him. Of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Just to give you another example, then we'll move on. Look at Jeremiah chapter 1. And talking to Jeremiah, it says, or about Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1 and the verse 5. It says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." So again, the idea is that He knew Jeremiah before he was ever born. Why is that? He foreknew him. He set His love on him. He said, "And before you come out of the womb, I sanctified you." It means I set you apart. "And I ordained you a prophet to the nations." So there's just an example. Foreknowledge doesn't mean that He looked up through history and seen that you'd come to Him, because that's just not biblical whatsoever. No man can come to Me except the Father draw him. And why He draws you is because before the world began, He set His affection and His love upon you, and He predestined you, or He predetermined to quicken you and to bring about a new birth in you and to call you by His grace. That's what He did. And that's the past part of salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, "Who made you to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou hast not received? And if thou hast received it, why does thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" So God's the one that made you to differ. It's His grace that made you to differ. And you see the full meaning of God's grace when you look at a text like Romans 8 and verse 29. So in this message, salvation from start to finish, it began with foreknowledge and predestination. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, you have another great text of Scripture. It just came to mind. I'll go ahead and read it to you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. "Who has saved us? Has saved us. And He's called us with a holy calling." Now listen to this, folks. It wasn't according to our works. He didn't look up through history and see you would be a good person, because we weren't good people. That's what salvation by grace means. "Not according to our works." He didn't call us according to our works, is what it says. "But according to His own purpose." His own purpose. "His grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus." When? Before the world ever began. So again, you see that it reaches back into eternity past in foreknowledge and predestination. He foreknew you. He set His affection, His love upon you, just like He did Israel. Romans 11, 2. He foreknew them. He chose them, set His love upon them above all people upon the face of the earth. He loved them, Deuteronomy 7 says, and He chose them. 1 Samuel says, "It pleased the Lord to make them His people." And that same, here's what I'm saying, that same thing is true of you. And the Apostle Paul wants you to know that. The Holy Spirit wants you to know that, because He inspired the Apostle Paul to write this great text. All right, let's go back to Romans chapter 8, and let's seek to finish this section for this evening. "For whom He did foreknow, them He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." Now, that's why He foreknew and predestinated, to make you like Jesus. Isn't that the end result? 1 John chapter 3 says that when we see Jesus, we will be like Him. Now, one of these days, we're going to get a new body. And when Jesus comes again, we'll be like Him. On that day is when we get our new body. It's also called the Day of Redemption. And that's the day you get your new body. So, we're going to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's the end result of His foreknowledge and predestination. He foreknew and predestinated that we would be conformed to Jesus, be made like Jesus. All right, verse 30. Now, let's get the present part of salvation in this salvation plan that we're looking at, salvation from start to finish. It says, moreover, whom He predestinated, those He called. Now, it says that He calls those that He predestinated. Now, this is an inward calling. And I'm not going to speak a lot on this tonight because I spoke of it last week. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So we dealt with calling last week. Romans 1 says that we're called to be saints. 1 Peter 2:9, we're called out of darkness into His light. So this is a call to salvation. Those He calls, He justifies. So it shows you justification is being saved. So He called you to that. Now, if He hadn't called you to that, you'd be right there in your sin still yet. God's the one that made you to differ. His grace is the one, is what made you to differ. Wasn't for Him, you'd still be in your sin. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, I am what I am by the grace of God. Wasn't for God's grace, he knew he'd still be Saul of Tarsus out chasing sinners. And one of the things that was said of Paul was that he was a chosen vessel unto the Lord. Galatians 1 says, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. So God foreknew him, God predestinated him, and God called him. And what I'm saying tonight, that's the same thing. If you were born again, that same blessings are true also of you. So He called you. It's a call to salvation. It's a call done by the Holy Spirit. It's a holy calling according to 2 Timothy chapter 1. It's a drawing. John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father do what? Draw him. He draws you. He quickens you. Lydia was a seller of purple, Acts 16 says, whose heart the Lord opened. When He calls you, He opens your heart, which means He opens your understanding and you trust Jesus. You want to trust Jesus. You trust Him. You see you're a sinner and you trust Him. All of that's part of His calling. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Stresses how that the Lord calls you. Now, let's go ahead and go further. I'm running out of time, so we want to try to get this finished tonight. So we're looking at now the present part. We've done look at the past part in salvation from start to finish. In the beginning, He foreknew you and He predestinated you. Now we're showing that those He foreknew and predestinated, them He calls. And that's a salvation calling. That's a quickening and a new birth. All of that's associated with where your salvation began as far as you're concerned. The day you trusted Jesus, He called you. And that was an inward calling. Those He calls, He justifies. And the idea of the word justified means to be declared righteous. Romans chapter 5 and the verse 1 says that we're justified by faith. By faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who by faith trust Jesus do so because they're called. They do so because the understanding to do that comes from the Lord. God is the one that made you to differ. God is the one that gave you the understanding. God is the one that gave you the quickening. God is the one that gave you the calling. And then you, as a result of that, you trusted Jesus, but that all came from Him. The book of 1 Peter says that we have obtained, 2 Peter 1:1 says, we have obtained like precious faith. The idea of that is that our faith came, that we have, is not something that we worked up in and of ourselves, that it came from the Lord. It came from Him. So He called us and justified us. When He called us, we trusted in Him. We seen our need. And we trusted Jesus as our Savior. We wanted to be saved. No one had to trick us to trusting. No one had to try to give us something as far as money to get us to trusting. What we did is when He called us, is we seen our need. And we were convicted and we trusted Jesus. See, we wanted to trust Him. Wasn't being forced to. We wanted to. Okay? John chapter 6 says, all that the Father giveth me, all that the Father giveth, this is what it says now, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Didn't say they might, they shall come. The reason why He say they shall come is because He's going to call them. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. When did He give them? He gave them in foreknowledge and predestination. Then He called them. Then when they called them, they trusted Jesus. See? And when they trusted Jesus, what did He do? When He called them, He justified them. Well, that's the present part. We've seen the past and the present part. Now, there's a future part. And those that He called and He justified, it says also in Romans 9, verse 30, moreover, whom He did predestinate, then He also called. He called the ones He predestinated. And the ones He calls, He justifies. And one that justifies, He's going to glorify. One of these days, I'm going to get a glorified body. I'm going to get a new body. We've not seen that here in Romans chapter 8. It says in Romans 8, verse 23, we groan within ourselves waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Philippians 3 and verse 21 says that He will change our vile body and it will be likened unto His glorious body. I don't got a glorious body yet. This body I live in is a vile body. It still has evil thoughts. It still has sin in it. It still suffers. It's still aging. It still gets sick. One of these days I'm going to get a body like Christ. It's going to be a new body. 1 John 3 says when we see Him, we will be like Him. Well, that's the future aspect of our salvation. The future aspect of it. That's still future for us. And we groan until that day comes. We look forward to that. Till that day comes. We see sin in our body and sickness in our body causes us to groan. We look forward to the day when we will be with Christ and when we will be like Christ. Well, folks, this is salvation from start to finish. The full view of it in Romans 8, 29 and 30. Past part is He foreknew you and He predestinated you. He set His affection and love upon you. He knew you and loved you before the world ever began. And He predetermined that He was going to save your soul and send His Son to pay your debt. He then called you by His grace and He justified you. And one of these days, He's going to glorify you. Now, folks, when you look at that text, that's the strongest text for eternal security that there is. Philippians 1:6, He that began a good work in you will finish it. He's the author and He's the finisher of our faith. And you can clearly see that in this text in Romans chapter 8. We all thank you so much for listening. May God add His blessings to His word.